Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Louis Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Cheskel, Rabbi Shalom Hartman Zitzal, whose yahrzeit is on Yud Ches Kislev. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis speaks about the case that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim sprinkled blood on the Paroiches, and then he went out to the Mizbeach Azov. If he goes back to the Paroiches, is that considered to be that he's bringing the Dam HaChatos inside? On one hand, the location of the Paroiches and location of the Mizbeach Azov is the same place in the Heichal. But on the other hand, it says in the Pasuk, Yitzio, V'yotzo. So the Gemara has that sad that going from the Paroiches to the Mizbeach Azov is considered to be going from the inside to the outside. This connects to a big Yesod that Reb Chaim Brisker brings in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur. Because there's a problem with the Rambam, without going into the whole sugyo, the Rambam is treating the hazoyas of the paroiches to be considered to be inside. Part of the avoidas pnim that is me'akev Yom Kippur. And the question is why? The Lecha Mishnah says, Lechor comes out as a contradiction of the Rambam. He says only avoidas pnim is me'akev, and the other hand he says the hazoyas on the paroiches, sprinkling up on the paroiches is me'akev as well. So Reb Chaim Brisker says a big yesoid, that the hazoyas on the paroiches on Yom Kippurim is considered to be inside. That the heichal itself, the part which is connected to the paroiches is considered to be pnim, and the part which is mizbeach azov is considered to be chutz. My father Shlito and the Sefer Bekeren HaYovel Mamre Lamedalet explains the idea, the oimik behind Reb Chaim, based on what Mordechai Elefin Zechorin Levocha said. That the idea in Yom Kippurim is that the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Yom Kippurim, so to speak, extends beyond the paroiches. During the year, Kodesh Kadoshim is confined behind the paroiches. But in Yom Kippurim, the Kodesh Kadoshim extends, so to speak, outside, and the paroiches is considered to be inside Kodesh Kadoshim. And with this, my father explains, Dover Nifle Moed, if you look in the Pasuk, in the Gabi Yom Kippurim, in Vayikra Perek Tetzayin Pasuk Tetzayin, it says, V'chiper ala Kodesh mitur bnei Yisrael, v'pishem v'kolech atosom. That's referring to the Azoyas that are done in Kodesh Kadoshim. And that's what you'll do also in Moed. Rashi explains the same he does in inside, he has to do in the Paroiches. And then it says, Ashoichen ito mitoch tumosom. Meaning what? Says Rashi, Afa pishem tmeim shchina b'neim. Even when Amisu tmeim, still had to have shchina. So my father points out, what's that? The Ashoichen ito mitoch tumosom only is written after we speak about the Azoyas on the Paroiches. Again, the pasuk says chiper al kodesh, and then v'chen yaseh lo el moed ashoichin itam b'toch tumosom. Why don't we say ashoichin itam b'toch tumosom already when you do kaparo and kodesh kadoshim? So he explains there b'keren ayoyvel the pshat is that kodesh kadoshim is always kodesh. Kodesh kadoshim is the mokam hashchina throughout the year. You don't see over there that ashoichin itam b'toch tumosom, that the kishbuch is with Am Yisrael even when they're tamei. But the paroiches, which usually is a place which is considered to be outside. And Yom Kippurim, when the Shechina extends outside and goes, so to speak, outside of the Paroiches, that tells you that Kishbuch is Shoichet Eitam B'toch Tumasam. Kishbuch comes and he's with us, not only, so to speak, in the regular place, but even extending outside to where Am Yisrael is, even at the time of Tumah. That's how Shechin Eitam B'toch Tumasam is written only in the Hazoyas that happen in the Oil Moyed, meaning on the Paroiches. And my father adds, that this fits very much with the Maharal in the end of Rosh Shabbos Shuvah. Because then the Maharal explains that what's the idea that we have in Yom Kippurim? You have eight hazoyas. Achas lemala v'sheva lemato. Why you have eight? Because always eight represents something which is above teva, above nature. Nature is seven. That's why usually we have seven hazoyas when we speak about Purim and Yisrofim. But in Yom Kippurim we have eight because it's beyond the world, it's beyond the teva, it belongs to eight. Why you have eight Yom Kippurim? Says the Maharal, ki nichnas lifnei v'lifnim. When you go into Kodesh Kadoshim, to a place which is beyond this world, there you belong to something which is higher than the world. This world is represented with the number seven, something which is higher as number eight. That's why the Hazoyas are eight. But l'chor, the Maharal is hard to understand, because he do eight Hazoyas also on the Paroiches. And if the whole idea of the eight is because he's going to Kodesh Kadoshim, why do you do eight Hazoyas on the Paroiches? So says my father, very gishmak, according to this yesoid of Rav Elephant, based on the Reb Chaim Brisker, that the paroiches is considered to be inside because Kodesh Kadoshim extends out in Yom Kippurim. So that's why the Hazaras, the Parech, is also considered to be done in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because Mokal Parech is in Yom Kippur, is considered to be part of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this is Mamash, what comes out from our Gemara. Because the Gemara has that tzad, that when he goes from the Parech is outside, the Mizbeach Hazov, is considered to be that he's going from the inside to the outside. Why is it inside the Parech is? According to this, he's sorry, the Dover Nifla Me'oid, because the Parech is part of Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yom Kippurim. So when he goes from Mokal Parech, it goes out to Mizbeach Hazov, he's going from the inside to the outside. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.